דייח, גן פוסק זין, ואירו של ארון קרב מזבח ועשה אסחתוסך ויסאוי לו סך, and you shall do your קרבן חתוס, קרבן אוילו, וחפר בעתך ובעת העם, and you shall atone for yourself and the people, ועשה אס קרבן העם וחפר בעדם, כאשר ציווה השם. So Moshe is telling Aaron, you shall come near the Mizbeach, and you shall execute the Korban Chatos and the Korban Oila, and you shall achieve atonement for yourself and for the people, and you shall perform the Korban of the people and achieve atonement for them, just as Hashem commanded. A lot of verbosity in this pasuk. Let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi, pasuk Zion says, Kral Mizbeach Shaya Aaron Bush V'yor Lageshes. Aaron was embarrassed, and he was afraid to go near the Mizbech. Amar lo Moshe, lo ma'ata boish? Why are you embarrassed? L'kach nivcharta, that's why you've been selected. This is what you've been selected for. Okay, next, eschatoscha, your karmen chatos, Egel ben Bokar. Egel ben Bokar, your chatos, what is the chad? The chad over here is the Egel ben Bokar, that is the karmen chatos. V'yes oilo secha, and your carbon oil, that's the ayil. Carbon on.
Couldn't answer. I don't know. It didn't work.
Okay, and we have over here the carbon on. Seirizim the egel the keves. This goes back to the we learned yesterday. All the various carbonos. Kol makam shnemar egel ben shanahu. Kol makam shnemar egel ben shanahu. Rashi now tells the principle. Every time it says the word egel automatically means it's within its first year. Umikan atolomet. Okay, so let's review. Pasuk Zayin is a very nice summary of everything that we learned yesterday. It's a little bit complicated. There are two sets of korbanos that are being offered on the Mizbech. There is the korbanos of Aroin and the other korbanos of Klal Yisrael. The korbanos of Aroin are what? What are the korbanos of Aroin? They are the korban chatos. What is the korban chatos? The egel and the ayil, that's Aaron. Then there's the covenant of the Am. What is that? That's the so'ir. And another egel and a keves for a carbon shlomim. You have a so'ir as a chatos, an egel as a carbon oilo, and a keves as a carbon shlomim. Okay, fine. This is for the Klal Yisrael. And then Rashi has to make mention to us a rule. The rule over here is kol mokshnam or egel. Whenever it says what Egel, in the Torah it always means Ben Shan within its first year, Mikana Talamit. How do you know that? Because here, let's see what it says over here one more time. Over here in this pasuk it says, Chaper Ba'adam, where is the Egel? Rashi is really going back to the previous pasuk. Rashi is going back all the way to what we learned above, what we learned in the very beginning. We learned over here, Vil B'nei Shol Tadab El Markuchu Sirisim L'chatas Ve'egel V'chemes Ben B'nei Shana. We're going back to the B'nai Yisrael. They were told to bring an egel and a keves B'nai Shana. Here we learn an egel is within its first year. Notice when it comes to Aaron, when he was told to bring an egel ben Bokar, it did not say an egel is a ben Shana. The only place that it said the egel is a ben Shana is only when we discuss the egel of Klal Yisrael, not the egel of Aaron. There are two agolim being offered here in this parasha. There is the Egel ben Aaron, the Egel ben Bokar, that was Aaron. And what was the purpose of that carbon? It was for a carbon chatos. A carbon chatos. The shor and the ayil, okay, that's being offered, l'shlom, l'zbech, l'nashem, l'chub, l'shem, and then the Egel of Klal Yisrael, that is not coming for a carbon chatos, that is coming for a carbon oila. Okay, so there are two carbon, there's the series in lechatos, the egel lechavis and the eshnotim leoila. Aaron, now who brought the carbon shlomim? Where do we have the carbon shlomim? We get a little bit over here. And then there was also a sharva ayil for a carbon shlomim. All right, so that's just the point. That's just a side point. Just to review, I know I'm being very verbose, I'm a little bit confused, but let's just recap. There are the principles. There are two sets of korbanos being offered on this day. There are the korbanos of Aaron and the korbanos of Klal Yisrael. Special korbanos to inaugurate the Mishkan. The korbanos of Aaron are divided into two parts. a carbon chatos and a carbon oila. Period. There is no shlamin. And the carbon chatos of Aaron is described as an egel ben bakar, and it doesn't make any mention that it's 1 year old. Aaron is also bringing an ayil for a carbon oila. No shlamin. Two korbanos. Chatos, oila. Chatos is an egel, no mention of its age, and a carbon oila, which is an ayil. Klal Yisrael are bringing three sets of korbanos. A chatos, an oila, and shlamin. The chatos of Klal Yisrael is comprised of a so'ir. Then, when it comes to the oila, here is where the egel appears. The egel of Aaron is shifting down to the oila for Klal Yisrael. And in addition to bringing the egel, they're also bringing a karba, a keves, a sheep. Whereas Aaron, he brought for the oila the ayil. Okay, so there's a lot, there's something, there is a shift in what's taking place. They need a so'ir, we're introducing a new animal. And what would have been the carbon chatos is being pushed down to the oila. And that's not good enough. We have to also join it with a keves. Oh, what about the ayil? Oh, the ayil. That we're going to push down to the carbon shlamim, and we're also going to append to it a shor. Shor v'ayil lishlamim. So almost, it's interesting, it almost sounds like that we're pushing around the animals. If we would look at Aaron, let's just make believe. What I'm saying is probably totally incorrect, but just let's, the purpose of illustrating what's going on over here, you just could to take note of this. And that is, that if we were to assume that what Aaron is bringing is the Ikar, it would be ideal for Klal Yisrael to bring for a carbon chatos an egel as a carbon chatos. No, but they're not going to bring the egel. Maybe the reason why that I'm saying some drush now, maybe the reason why Klal Yisrael are not going to bring a carbon and egel is because Ein Kategor Nase Sanegar. Just like on the Yom Kippurim, you don't go into the Kodesh HaKodesh and bring the big day Zav, because Zav cannot be an appeasement, cannot be a part of the atonement for Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael were guilty of offering, when Klal Yisrael was guilty of offering, when Klal Yisrael was guilty of worshipping the egel, so Zav cannot be taken in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So maybe over here as well, the reason why they cannot bring the carbon egel as a carbon chatos was because of their guilt. Oh, but you'll say, but what about Aaron? Aaron was guilty as well. And in fact, we learned yesterday in Rashi that the reason why Aaron was told to bring an egel was for an atonement for his sin of participating in the making of the egel. That's what Rashi said yesterday. So the answer is it's not a kasha, because Aaron didn't make the egel. Aaron was guilty on a much lower level. Aaron, he was tolerant. Aaron, he didn't protest enough. Aaron is not held accountable to a very large degree for what happened. If he was held accountable, there would have been a lot. I mean, it's hard really to, it's not, only Hashem judges, does these things, but it would appear that Aaron was not held to the same degree of guilt as Klal Yisrael. Aaron was more an outsider. Thus, for Aaron, he can bring an egel to atone for the egel that he was indirectly responsible for. Whereas Klal Yisrael, who actually worship the egel, they cannot bring the egel because they actually worship the egel. So the egel that would ordinarily be brought as a carbon chatos, and the proof is Aaron brought the egel as a carbon chatos, Klal Yisrael cannot bring the egel as a carbon chatos. So what do they do with that egel? They have to push it down to the next level. What accompanies a carbon chatos? Typically a carbon oila. Okay, so they'll take the egel they should have brought as their carbon chatos, and they'll bring it now as a carbon, as a carbon oila. Now, but that's not really what they're supposed to bring as a carbon oila. They're supposed to bring as a carbon oila they should really be bringing as a carbon oil, what would they ordinarily bring an ayil as a carbon oil? So they are displacing the